The noble Joseph, when he had taken down thy most pure body from the tree, wrapped it in fine linen, and anointed it with spices, and placed it in a new tomb. But thou didst rise on the third day, O Lord, granting the world great mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The angel came to the myrrh-bearing women at the tomb and said, Myrrh is meat for the dead, but Christ has shown himself a stranger to corruption. So proclaim, the Lord is risen, granting the world great mercy. Now and ever and unto the ages of ages, Amen. Thou didst command the myrrh-bearers to rejoice, O Christ, by thy resurrection. Thou didst stop the lamentation of Eve, O God. Thou didst command thy apostles to preach, the Savior is risen.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. Sunday of the Myrrh Bearers, Mark 15:43-47, 16:1-8. Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate marveled when he was already dead, and summoning a centurion, he asked him if he had been dead for some time. So when he found out from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. Then they bought fine linen, took him down and wrapped him in the linen. And he laid him in the tomb which had been hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb where the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you see him as he said to you. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ changed the world forever. The defeat of death revealed the presence and power of God. Believers of every century have reason to hope, even in the darkest of circumstances and conditions. The risen Christ reveals the power of God to change death into victory. When a person believes conditions in life are at the worst, strength and comfort are available in the risen Lord. Turning to God in faith brings with it the responsibility to live in ways pleasing to God. Expectations of hope carry with them the responsibilities of prayer and actions consistent with the teachings of Jesus Christ. A changed heart for Christians means following Christ with love, putting sin behind. And embracing the love of Christ is necessary for the Christian. The time of Great Lent and Holy Week brings the joy of Pascha. Believers are renewed in Christ through Holy Confession and Holy Communion. The Feast of Pascha and the Paschal Celebration, continuing until the Feast of the Ascension, are filled with the joy of the risen Christ. Believers having taken Great Lent and Holy Week seriously experience the resurrection of Christ in their hearts and minds. Each Paschal celebration is new and a time of renewal. Christ is risen is the joyful greeting in the current tense. Believers taste the precious body and blood of Christ. Believers taste of the fountain of immortality. The women at the empty tomb were honored among women of all the centuries to hear the message. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Believers in God's holy church, hear the gospel message of the resurrection each year. The proclamation of the resurrection is forever new. The message of the resurrection has restorative powers. Lives are changed by the greeting, Christ is risen. Societies are changed by the greeting, Christ is risen. Believers have the responsibility of incorporating the resurrection into their lives. The celebration of Pascha is a new beginning for each Christian. The new beginning is intended for the believer to live more consistently in ways pleasing to God. Pascha is not a momentary and passing celebration. Pascha is not a celebration limited to a single day, and then life continuing as before. Believers experience the resurrection are to look at the world and relationships as anew, defined and shaped by the risen Christ. Sinners have hope in the risen Christ. Believers have reason to seek continuous nourishment for the soul from the risen Christ. The love of Christ shown by His death on the cross and His resurrection has a place in each Christian life. Believers cannot separate their identity with Christ from the love of Christ shown to each person. Followers of Christ have the responsibility to live as much as possible like Christ. Humility and charity are essential to the Christian life. Care and concern for the sick and hungry are essential for the Christian life. Christians are not too weary in well-doing. The Holy Apostle Paul told the Galatians, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." The world provides many temptations and reasons for discouragement. Lord Jesus Christ said, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Believers experience the power of Christ in their lives and draw strength from Christ through careful and attentive prayer and partaking of the precious body and blood of Christ. The reading of Holy Scriptures is a primary source of strength for the attentive believer. The lives of saints give illustration after illustration of the restorative actions of God in the daily lives of the faithful. The resurrection of Christ affects the mind, the heart, and the soul of the serious believer. The resurrection of Christ shapes the heart, mind, and soul of the serious believer and is decidedly reflective in the daily life of the believer. Death was defeated by the resurrection. A new view of the world is established by the risen Christ. The believer does well to remain focused on the risen Christ and do all that is necessary to remain united with the risen Christ.
Angel wopiasze, blagodatnie, czystajatnie, poradujsia, i paki rekuj, radujsia. Tri den venot groba
invite you to visit us at the St. George Sermon Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The Austin headquarters is located in Mars, Pennsylvania. Its Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofan is a diocesan bishop. The St. George Sermon Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.